Okay, here we go. I told Drover to sit down and listen carefully. First off, you must realize that if you take the R out of moron, you get the word moon. You see what this means? No. Nor do I. But I'm sure it's an important clue. Now, to counteract the effect of these deadly moonbeams, we dogs chew our paws. It's a natural protective reaction, perfectly rational and sane. I'll be darned. It means that we are now free to chew our paws. Gosh, I thought you said it was disgusting. That was before we learned about the deadly moonbeams. I'll be darned, who thought of that? I stared at him for a long time. Why do you ask? Do you think I would fall for someone else's phony research? Is it possible you don't trust my judgment in scientific matters of science? Well, I just wondered. It sounds like something Pete might come up with. Kind of crazy. But you'd never believe anything Pete said, would you? I turned my gaze away from him. Drover, do you want to go on asking empty questions, or do you want to have a good scientific reason for chewing your paw? You can't have it both ways. Oh, okay. I'll take number two. Good. Then chew your paw, and be glad you have a reason for doing it. He gave me a big grin and began gnawing at his paw. I dropped down on my gunny sack and did the same. It was kind of a touching moment. Two members of the elite security forces chewing our paws and protecting ourselves from the deadly moonbeams. It had been a long time since Drover and I had shared such a meaningful occasion. And you know what? It worked. We both survived. It was a good thing, too, for at that very moment, we heard the sounds of an approaching vehicle. We cocked our respective ears and listened. That pickup is coming this way, Drover. Bearing 3200. Range 300 yards. Okay, this could be it. You remember that secret report about the phases of the moon? Not really. Good. This has nothing to do with the phases of the moon. So just forget the report. I already did. This has to do with vehicles sneaking onto our ranch. Do you remember the procedures? Well, we'll go straight into code 3. Scramble all aircraft and intercept him in front of the house, which will put us on a course heading of 150. You got that? Oh, I'll just run and bark. I shot him a hot glare. Don't bark until I give the signal. Do you know why? Well, because, Drover, the success of our mission, nay, our very lives, could depend on the element of surprise. We'll maintain barko silence until I give the word. Then we'll go into some stage one barking and see what happens. Is that clear? I caught him yawning. Why are you yawning only moments before a combat mission?
Oh, 'cause that's when I needed to yawn, I guess. And I didn't think it could wait.
Huh, you can wait, and you will wait. We'll have no... All at once, I felt a powerful urge to,
Yawn, you might say. I mean...
It was crazy. There we were, poised on the brink of...
I yawn.
Okay, soldier, go ahead and take a quick yawn. You might need it later on. He gave me a silly grin. Well... I don't need to now. Take a yawn, that's a direct order. At last, he took his yawn. Okay, good. Now we've had a good yawn and our tanks are filled with carbon Diego. Stand by to launch all dogs. 3, 2, 1, charge, bonsai! Boy, you should have seen us. It was very impressive. Within seconds, we had launched ourselves into the still morning air. We went swooping away from home base and roared around the south side of the yard until we reached the staging point. There we... Yipes. There we suddenly found ourselves on a collision course with... It was a pickup, see? A huge ranch pickup. and it was barreling down that little hill in front of the house. And at that very moment, okay, it appeared that he was blowing his horn and encouraging us to...
Get out of the road, idiot!
Encouraging us to, well, get out of the road, as you might say. I dived out of the way just in the nickering of time to avoid being smashed. It was a very difficult maneuver, and no ordinary dog could have pulled it off. Drover came running over to me. Gosh, that was close. Are you okay? In a cloud of caliche dust, I glared after the villain's pickup. I'm okay, Drover, but that guy's fixing to get a tooth tattoo. Did you see what he did? Oh, yeah. He had to swerve to miss you. That's not what he did. He swerved and tried to hit me. If I hadn't jumped just in time, he would have creamed me. You know what I think? I think he's a cattle rustler. There was a long moment of silence. I noticed that Drover was staring towards the pickup with dreamy eyes. Wait. With dreamy eyes, Drover stared at the pickup. The pickup didn't have dreamy eyes. Drover did. With dreamy eyes, he stared at the... Never mind. Hello, did you hear what I just said? Yeah, but he's not a rustler. Do you see who that is? I picked myself out of the weeds and so forth and cast a glance to the west. The pickup had pulled up in front of the corrals. Slim stepped out of the saddle shed and waved at the stranger. I don't recognize the pickup. Who is it?
It's Billy, our neighbor down the creek.
Yes? And is that supposed to be a big deal? Hurry, Drover, we have a very busy day ahead of us. His eyes were still glazed over.
She's with him, riding in the back.
I craned my neck and squinted my eyes at the pickup. I could see nothing unusual. She? Who is she, Drover? Be specific. We need facts here.
Oh my gosh, I think it's Beulah.
Huh? My goodness, the very mention of her name. I studied the pickup with dreamy eyes, and sure enough, Drover, you wait here. I'll go down and check this thing out.
I want to go too. I saw her first.
And that's why we need to hold you in reserve. It's a little reward for a job well done.
Yeah, but...
Don't argue. I'm doing this for my own good. Now, wait here until I give you the signal. He hung his head.
Oh, drat.
And we'll have no more of your naughty language. Wait here and chew your paw. And with that, I left the dunce sitting beside the yard fence whilst I went streaking down to the corrals to greet the woman of my dreams. The world's most gorgeous collie gal. She of the flaxen hair and the long sharp nose. She of the big dreamy eyes. The lovely Miss Beulah, the collie.
Wow!
With my heart pounding in my ears, I went streaking down to the corral, screeched to a halt beside her pickup, put on my most rakish smile, and looked up into her. Bird dog? Spotted bird dog? Holy smokes, her entire face had been transformed into... I mean, where was the flaxen hair, the long collie nose, the... Huh? Okay, relax. You thought Miss Beulah had been transformed into a bird dog? No, she had merely moved to the other side of the pickup, see, and her place had been taken by... Have we discussed bird dogs? Maybe not. I don't like them, never have. And there's one bird dog in the whole world that I dislike even more than the rest. Plato. And there he was, grinning down at me with his big sloppy tongue hanging out of the left side of his mouth. My rakish look melted, replaced by a curled lip and narrowed eyes. But of course he didn't notice any of it. He was too dumb to know how much I disliked him. He appeared to be... What was he doing up there? Jumping up and down? Running in place?
By golly, Hank! There you are! Great to see you again, just great. I was just telling Bunny Cakes this very morning. I said, Bunny Cakes, it's been a long time since we've seen old Hank. I did, no kidding. Now, isn't that a coincidence?
Who is Bunny Cakes? Have you been chasing rabbits again? Oh, heavens no! No, Hank, our guidelines are very... Oh, I see you were joking, right? Ha ha! You're the same old Hank, always the life of the party. Oh yeah, that's me. Right, great. No, the truth is, Hank. He gave me a secret wink and lowered his voice. Beulah and I have little names we call each other. No kidding. I call her Bunny Cakes and she calls me... This might sound silly, Hank. Oh, surely not. Thanks. She calls me Honey Bumpers. I stared into his empty bird dog eyes. Honey Bumpers. Right. Hey, I know it must sound silly to everyone else, but you know, Hank, we're so happy we just... What are you doing up there? Doing? Oh, you mean the jogging? I've been doing my exercise program, Hank. Quail season's here, and you know what, Hank? No, what? Hank, I'm in the best shape of my whole life. I'm serious. I have a feeling this is gonna be the best season ever. By golly, I can hardly wait. How about yourself? Me? Oh, I'm doing all right. For a guy with a broken heart. Great. Well, listen, Hank, I think I'll run some laps while I'm fresh. Maybe you'd like to talk to Beulah, huh? I'll join you in 5 minutes. And with that, the creep flew out of the pickup and started running around ranch headquarters like, I don't know what. Like a demented bird dog chasing phantom quail, I guess. And he couldn't have looked any sillier if he'd tried. When he was gone, I saw her lovely face come into view above me. My knees began to tremble. Cold chills skated down my backbone, and then hot chills skated back up. My breath came in short, stabbing bursts. My heart began to race, and my head began to swirl, and then...